Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Ahead of its preparation of the upcoming Lok Sabha election of 2019, the ruling BJP yesterday appointed leaders in charge for the party's responsibility in 17 states. Party President Amit Shah appointed his trustworthy and experienced hands for the key states in which the BJP is fighting a fierce battle to retain its dominance. In a surprise move, the Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed former Gujarat Minister of State for Home, Gordan Zarafia, as Lok Sabha election in charge for Uttar Pradesh, a responsibility that was once shouldered by Amit Shah during the 2014 polls. The other in charges of Uttar Pradesh are Party Vice President Dushyant Gautam and Madhya Pradesh leader Narottam Mishra. The BJP, which had won 71 of 80 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh in 2014, is now facing a tough challenge as the Samajwadi Party and Bahujan Samaj Party are likely to form an alliance. So who is Gordan Zarafia? The decision to appoint Zarafia in charge of a crucial state like Uttar Pradesh has surprised many in the party. Zarafia was Gujarat's Minister of State for Home in the Narendra Modi-led Gujarat cabinet during the 2002 post-Godhra riots. However, he was dropped from the ministry as he was accused for not doing enough to check the communal violence. Zarafia, who was a known anti-Modi leader in Gujarat BJP, later formed a party, Maha Gujarat Janata Party. He joined hands with another Modi critic, Keshubhai Patel, and merged his party and contested against the BJP, but lost for the 2009 Lok Sabha polls. And later, floated back to the Saffron Party before the 2014 polls when Modi was declared the prime ministerial candidate. Gordan Zarafia was also a part of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad and was considered very close to the former VHP leader Praveen Togaria. Zarafia is a RSS man and an established Hindu hardliner. So why was Zarafia brought in? Political experts feel that Uttar Pradesh could be seen as a laboratory for polarization by the BJP. First the beef ban and the Dadri lynching, then the name changing from Muslim city names to Hindus, then the Kasganj violence involving ABVP, Bulandshahr violence, then the recent namaz ban issue in Noida Public Park. And now this, the appointment of Gordan Zarafia. Are all these pointing towards the fact that one may see a very high level of polarization in the forthcoming 2019 general elections? And the question is, will that help Uttar Pradesh? And an even bigger question is, if this will help India? Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.